next up on Good Day is a visit with our friend Greg Grunberg, but that's not really, he kind of gets put to the side here, Richie, because the important person in this conversation is Melissa Joan Hart, who, when you understand what she's all about, back to Sabrina the Teenage Witch, she has a starring role now in a series called Melissa and Joey, but she also, when I Googled her, I found the first thing that came up is she has become a co-owner of Grunberg's mobile coupon app, Yowza, that we've talked about here almost ad nauseum, especially for the past week or so.
That's true.
So Grunberg is here along with Melissa Joan Hart. Melissa, very nice to have you here. And I'm wondering how you've fallen in with this guy.
No.
No, this guy, you know, this guy, he just harassed me until I finally said, all right, no. You know, I found out about his app, Yowza, and just became a fan. And it's, I mean, it's, as you guys know, it's super easy to use. It's a free app, and it's going to be extremely helpful around the holidays, especially for busy moms like me. I just had my third son. And, you know, just right now, just creativity isn't even coming to me about what gifts to buy people. So I can go on Yowza and say, okay, within, you know, 15 miles of me right now, there's a GameStop that's having a huge sale on Xboxes. So I'm going to go save $50 on Xbox with my free app. You know, so it's really easy to use. It's really friendly, and especially for busy moms like me.
All right, get Yowza, Y-O-W-Z-A. That's how you spell Yowza. GetYowza.com, or just you can go to Yowza.com.
Or just go to the App Store on your phone and download it there.
Okay, you can do that.
That's for Android or iPhone. And, Doug, you have you figured out how to use your phone and your iPad? We were having trouble the other day.
Get cute.
Okay, I
can get to Yowza, and that's all that's important for this conversation. You don't have to embarrass me in front of Melissa so that she'll think that I just am a rube that came from the farm, even though I am a rube who just came from the farm.
This is
easy, and that's why it's applicable. You just said, Melissa, that you're using it for all kinds of applications. Did you find it before Greg pointed it out to you, or did you find it as Greg and you working together in whatever project he says? Because this is how he walks up to me. Hi, I'm Greg Grunberg. Have you got Yowza? He doesn't say, I'm Greg Grunberg, the actor. We had breakfast the other day, and we're talking to these people. He doesn't say anything about what his real job is. He starts talking to them about Yowza.
Well, they had, these people, really nice people, and they were sitting next to us, and it was kind of like a communal table. It was at a restaurant, and really nice, and they have a bed and breakfast, and I thought, perfect, which, by the way, Melissa, I'm sure you're going to get this, be the same way. Actually, you did. Melissa just this morning said, I work out at this great place, there's such nice people, I told them about Yowza, and they want to come on with a coupon.
Yeah.
So it's easy to help
it's
everyone.
Spinning place, and I was, it's an expensive little spinning place, and it's a chain, and I was like, you know what, you guys need to get some coupons out there, so they're going to do it.
It doesn't cost anything really for anybody. This is a great promotional tool.
Doug, I'll tell you one of the ways I use it is I'll be standing in the middle of the mall, clueless as about what to buy, and I'll use Yowza to help guide me around the mall.
Yeah.
Hey, it's great. It pretty much shows me where to go.
Exactly.
And what to buy.
I think it really helps men with the holiday season, right? When you have no idea what to get.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a guy and you're standing there in the middle of the mall and you have no idea of what to buy and who to buy it for, let Yowza guide you.
Wait a minute, I'm not sure I like the implication of this.
You know, you walk into the Gap and you want to buy a new pair of jeans, and you all of a sudden think, oh, you know what? I wonder if there's a deal. And you can go on Yowza in 5 seconds and see that there's, you know, a $15 gift certificate.
I've actually lost weight using Yowza, and here's why. Here's why. I walk into a mall. I used to let Cinnabon guide me.
Uh-huh.
But now I use Yowza. I used to just go, I'm going to just shop until I get to Cinnabon, wherever that takes me.
Uh-huh. Melissa, though, you didn't hear what I said a minute ago. I'm not sure the implication that you've suggested that men need this more than women under the circumstances. What are you implying?
Nothing. No, I think that it'll help men with their holiday shopping for sure. Cause I've seen you guys walk into one store, buy five, you know, I don't know, things of incense and hand that out to women. But
whatever the
I think it'll help men with their
All right, so what about
this for sure? And women, you know, busy moms like me, that, you know, I might forget my purse, but I won't forget my phone. I always have my coupons with me.
That's true.
Yeah, that's the thing. No more paper. That's kind of, when you understand the concept. I said to Greg the other day when he was here, we were talking about going to the grocery store. When I was younger and had small children, I used to go to the newspaper, clip all the coupons, and that's what I'd go buy. Whatever I could find coupons for. And I wonder if people still do the same thing. Can you, with using the Yowza app, can you say you go to the mall, okay, tell me what's here, but can you just basically shop using Yowza?
There are some online deals on Yowza, yeah. Yes, you can definitely do that. But more than that, it's the stores that have put offers up on Yowza are stores that really care to save people money and know what people are going through right now. From the Gap to Sears to Harbor Freight and Tool, you know, these stores, that Guitar Center, they know that it's tough right now. People are looking for a deal, and that doesn't mean that, you know, what they're selling is any. These are places you're going to shop anyway. You're going to buy. You're going to go to Toys R Us for the holiday, pre-holiday for your kids for Christmas. Why not use Yowza and save money? And it's right there on your phone. So.
All right, so but how? Let's explain to people how it can be used locally, because what we're implying is that it's all national chains. But let's say I've got a little dairy store on my farm. How could I use Yowza to have people? How could Yowza connect with me to give people an incentive to come into the store?
Well, you go to getyowza.com if you have a business. Go to getyowza.com and click on, you know, that you want to upload your offers. In 10 minutes, you will be in the pocket of everyone who is within 50 miles of your business with your offer. You put an offer up. There's no artwork involved. There's no, you know, it's very, very simple and very quick. And it's nimble, so you can change the offer. So let's say you put up an offer for, you know, $10 off, and suddenly you get a rush of people. You can change it, and it instantly changes in all their phones. Paper is not like that. Paper just lives, and it's out there. You can't control it.
Mm. All right, so that's very clever. In and of itself. Did you figure this all out by yourself?
No, I came up with the idea of just putting coupons on your phone into an app, and then it grew from there. I was actually going to tell Melissa, I mean, when this thing started, it was tough because I was telling people about it nationally, because Melissa and I both, we get the opportunity to go on talk shows where we reach, you know, everyone across the country, just like Doug, your show is all over the place. Well, you can't talk about things that are all over the place if you don't have anything of benefit in those areas. So at the beginning, it was really tough. People were saying, right, I'm in the middle of Kansas and I've got nothing here. Now it's a lot easier. And this radio, this tour we've been doing this morning, Melissa and I, everybody's pulling it up and they're just going crazy. They're like, yeah, I've got the Gap, I've got this, I've got that.
I mean, I'm in small town Alabama right now, and I can tell you the deals right here around me, you know, and I mean, I could do some pretty good Christmas shopping right here with the, you know, 10 stores within 10 miles of me.
All right, so the Yowza app, also a partner in this deal is Wayne Brady. So obviously you've had some influence over him as well, Grunberg.
Absolutely. We had an exchange yesterday where I said, Wayne, why they got to call it Black Friday? Why? Why do we have to go there? No, Wayne has been incredible. Wayne's a really smart businessman himself. He obviously a brilliant entertainer, and he is the host of Let's Make a Deal. He's also joined me which I have to, Melissa, you have to join my band too. I've got a rope.
I told you I can't sing. You do not want. I'll just do the tambourine.
Tambourine, that's all you need. And I have a band for charity called Band From TV, and Wayne has joined us. But it's been great just being able to take the relationships that I have, and I've been so fortunate to meet some great people, and to say, what do you think? And Melissa and Wayne both said, yes, we want to invest in this company. We want to become owners. And so we're not, you know, spokespeople. We actually own the company together, and, you know, we're passionate about it. And it's an easy thing to talk about. It's not like we're pushing people. We're saving people money, and it's free, and it's an app on your phone. Why not download Yowza?
All right, so getyowza.com is where you go to find all these coupons. Also, I might mention that Greg has started, Melissa, I'm sure you've heard of this, a wonderful way to help out the Epilepsy Foundation because of his son. If you go to crushepilepsy.com, you will donate automatically $1 to the Epilepsy Foundation, and you get a free game app, which is very cool as well. So you put the two of them together.
Well, and congratulations, Greg. I'm just cruising through the App Store on my iPhone and see that the Crush Candy game is one of the top trending apps right now.
Yeah, it's doing well. Both of these apps are doing well, and I feel good about both of them. But the Crush Epilepsy one, thank you, Doug, for mentioning that. This is an opportunity that this gaming company came to me with and said, look, we just want over 1 million people to download this game. And for every download that goes through crushepilepsy.com, we will donate $1. So Epilepsy could reach $1.5 million, which would just be incredible as a donation.
And by the way, Melissa, it would be neither of these things would be worth anything. They wouldn't have had any success at all if they weren't featured here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
It's true.
There you go.
All right, Melissa. Thanks. Nice to have met you. Good luck as you continue with your very fabulous career. Melissa Joan Hart here with Greg Grunberg talking about getyowza.com. And regardless of all of the fun we've had, this is a very practical device, very practical application for something that'll do nothing but save you money. So why wouldn't you want to check it out at getyowza.com?
Thank you, Doug.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-830-7670. That's 1-800-830-7670.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
University of Phoenix is proud to present the Wounded Warrior Experience, the opening event of the American Veterans Center 15th Annual Conference. The Wounded Warrior Experience is a special tribute to injured service members around the world. University of Phoenix would like to thank all service members and veterans for defending our nation's freedom so honorably. It's why we're dedicated to making a difference in the future of our military's veteran community and supporting them with the tools and resources they need to succeed.
Celebrating 25 years of radio genius, Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Give me a break. Who writes this stuff?
My daughter and I love it. We listen to it all the time.
Hey! time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Oftentimes when I start talking about a new product, there are things that I can say in 60 seconds or so and things I can't say in 60 seconds or so because there's just too much information. So I always invariably, that's the same word twice, always and invariably, I could have used one or the other, but don't need both. Anyway, invariably, I get questions from listeners to Doug@DougSteffen.com about products. Can we get some more information? Where can we get some more information? Et cetera, et cetera. So I decided we'd spend a few minutes with Dr. Martin Ginniger, who is the person responsible for the tooth whitening product we identify as Power Swabs. The upcoming holidays are upon us. How to get your family and your friends to say, wow, when you walk through the door. And I do mean wow, in a good way, not in a bad way. Let's talk about what wows people. Your weight's important, for sure. We take care of that with Andrea Metcalf. A lot of people forget that your smile is, in fact, your best asset. And when you walk into a room and you have a good-looking smile, it really does bring people around to looking at your face and the rest of you. In specific, the way your teeth look. Yellow, ugly, not attractive, not pleasant. And if your teeth are yellow, oftentimes that may be a harbinger of your health in general. How warm and inviting you are as a person also. Getting good jobs, having dates with people. It sounds superficial, but it's true. People do judge you by the way your teeth look. So Dr. Martin Ginniger is here, one of America's most renowned dentists. He's an expert in the science of teeth whitening. Does work for major oral care companies in our country. Welcome back, Dr. Ginniger. Good to have you here.
Great to be back, Doug. Thank you so much.
All right. The way people look at you during Thanksgiving, Christmas, the holidays, Hanukkah, is that something that has been researched? I was talking earlier about.
Absolutely. There's a lot of published studies out there. First of all, the studies show that if you have yellow teeth, it definitely makes you look old and unhealthy, and that's something I'm sure your listeners don't want to project. And yellow teeth also, which has been shown in the research, cause people to smile less, and less smiling is definitely linked to less likability. And all that means is that, If you have white teeth, it definitely makes your chances better for getting a better job, even the kiss on the first date. White teeth speak volumes about you. And also something very key that you said, it's impossible to have good overall health without having great oral health. And so that's really what this Power Swabs product is about making your teeth really, really white, removing the stains, not just covering them up, in just 2 minutes a day. And it also promotes excellent oral health while doing this with an all-natural formulation. So it's really unbelievable.
Let's talk about the formulation. This is not bleach. This isn't really anything other than something you've highly researched, which comes from natural sources, right?
Yes. I'm the inventor of many of the products out there, but I thought that there should be a better way. And I finally found this all-natural, vegetable-based detergent. It's actually a detergent that's derived from coconuts. And these detergents work very rapidly to remove the stains off your teeth. So you just have these swabs. You swab them on your teeth. There's two kinds of swabs. There's the stain-out swabs and the whitened swabs. You swab them for a minute or two on your teeth. And really, after the first use, you're going to see two shades difference. And after the seven-day regimen, you'll see a 6 or 7 day regimen. But the key here is we're not doing this with that caustic, harsh bleach that causes so many people so much pain. We're using this really cool invention that I discovered, a detergent derived from coconuts that really makes a difference.
All right. So using Power Swabs makes a difference. You don't want to think of whitening strips. You don't want those trays that people have used to get their teeth whitened. They just don't work. So here's what does work. Power Swabs, as the doctor has said, they work in 5 minutes. No messy strips, no trays. You don't have to keep this stuff in your mouth for an hour or more. Swab your teeth for a couple of minutes a day, and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. And unlike the normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs uses a naturally derived tooth detergent, so all of your teeth, no matter whether they're caps, crowns, veneers, all of them will be taken care of. And the best thing about what Power Swabs has, other than results, is that you can get it at 40% off the normal price. If you call now, 800-865-7602, that's 800-865-7602, a risk-free trial, and the special 40% off the first month's price. That's very easy to wrap yourself around. Save money, get whiter teeth, look better, feel better, because you really are better. 800-865-7602. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Try it today. Get 40% off at 800-865-7602.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The real strength of America is our unity. The motto, E Pluribus Unum, is on all our currency and coins, and it means from the many, one. America is not just a place, it's an idea. The idea that ordinary people can govern themselves. Americans are a diverse people, but we are united because we believe in the principles of individual freedom, personal responsibility, and free enterprise. We should guard our freedoms jealously and examine all government proposals through the lens of liberty, always asking, will this make us more free or less free? When we don't, we saddle ourselves with so many taxes, laws, rules, and regulations that we lose something of utmost importance, our freedom.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Kriebel Foundation.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Notice that smooth segue into a big pop hit, a jazz hit as well. I think George Benson is known not only as a Grammy Award-winning top 10 singer, but I think his music, Richie, you can back me up on this or not, has spanned several different formats, the pop genre, the jazz genre, R&B, certainly. George Benson, born and raised in Pittsburgh. When he was 7 years old, Benson played the ukulele in a corner drugstore. Got paid a couple of bucks. That is good. At the age of 8, he was playing guitar in a nightclub on Friday and Saturday nights. At the age of 8,
wow.
At the age of 10, he was recording his first hit with RCA Victor called She Makes Me Mad. And he was known at that time as Little Georgie. So, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Little Georgie.
Haven't heard that in a while.
Okay, so that's a good thing. So, at 7, you picked up a ukulele. Where did the ukulele come from?
Actually, my father, my stepfather, he found it in a garbage can. Someone had broken it up and thrown it away.
Really?
And he retrieved it and glued it back together and put a new set of strings on. And he taught me the first few chords, and that was the beginning of my career.
So did you grow up around music then, essentially? As your father,
Pittsburgh
stepfather
was loaded with a lot of great musicians. We have Perry Como from there. We have Art Blakey, the great jazz drummer. Mm-hmm. Billy Eckstein, Lena Horne, people like the Henry Mancini.
Wow.
So there was loaded, lots of great music.
George, do you ever think about what if somebody never threw that ukulele away?
It probably would not have stopped me because I had started on the violin. I got kicked out of the violin class in school because their teacher found out I wasn't reading the music. I was playing by ear.
Yeah,
That was the law, against the law then, you know. Yeah. So,
all right, so then how has that been a hallmark in your career? Did you ever learn to read music, or do you always still play it by ear?
I can read a little bit of music, you know, but I'm not what you call a sight reader. Mm-hmm. My ears are better. Better than my eyes.
This is what I always wonder. As I'm a very amateur musician, I've been playing guitar all my life, and I'm still very bad at it. When you write songs, do you write it down how, or do you just kind of remember the riffs and put it all together?
Yeah, I usually find something. I might hear something in my head, kind of a musical riff of some kind, and I'll try to get through a recording device to just put the idea down, and then I embellish on it. You know, as time goes by, I add a little bit here, a little bit there, and pretty soon the whole song is in my head. And that's the process I've been using for many years.
So who helps you? Who comes up with the ideas to collaborate with you?
You know, I've run into a lot of great musicians over the years. Some of them they've become my protégés. Just like I was the protégé of a lot of other musicians like Montgomery and Grant Green, Kenny Burrell. So when I hear their potential, you know, I try to nurture that, you know, and encourage them. And lo and behold, a few years later, they're up to making a record as a duo with me. So they made a lot of progress, and I said, hey, man, we need to put this on record so we can have this for all time. And it's worked out very well with me. Earl Clue was one of them. Great artist, you know. Today I'm very proud of what he's accomplished.
Well, the essence of your music, at first, did you feel like you belonged in any particular genre, or did you just like to play and it fit and people liked it? You know, I just said a few minutes ago, you were part of R&B, you're part of jazz, part of pop music. Does any of that mean anything to you, or you don't sit down with an idea, okay, it's time for me to have a pop hit in your mind?
You know, it was amazing to me when I went to New York finally, you know, in my late teens, and I found how segregated the music was. You know, to me, it was only one kind of music, two kinds, good and bad. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know they put labels on music. Although I had been hearing these different kinds of music, no one ever said on the radio, well, here is a funk tune by such and such in those days. They do now, but they didn't in those days. And they would just play a Nat King Cole record, and I liked the artist and the song that he was singing.
So
you know.
And maybe you can speak to the fact there are a lot of people today in the world of music who say that it's been ruined. It was ruined by the big guys, the fat white guys in the corner office smoking cigars who decided what the hits were. In fact, what a lot of people are doing, and I'm not sure about how you're distributing your music now, but we'll get into that. Is there a change because of the realities that the white guys in the corner office smoking cigars really don't decide what the next big hit is going to be?
Well, everything changes, you know, but everything also has to have a beginning. And so every part of it was important. I mean, the people who were interested in music really nurtured the art of music, and the people who were interested in finance, money, nurtured that end of it. I've benefited from both. I have Grammy Awards that say, well, George, okay, you're an important artist in the stream of things. But I also have done very well financially.
Mm-hmm.
So all of it plays a part. I don't have grudges, and I don't...
No. I'm not suggesting it's about grudges. I'm just asking about the reality. And what portion of your time, your life these days, is on the road performing in big venues, medium-sized venues, smaller venues, and have you liked doing that over your career?
Well, I've certainly enjoyed the challenge that each one brings, you know. Playing in a big outdoor venue is light years away from playing in a nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
But the challenges of playing in a nightclub might be bigger. Because you're up close and personal, and they can hear every nuance of what you're doing.
Yeah. So you can't cover your mistakes.
Yeah, right.
Richie, play a little of the... this is a song that George Benson is with us now. His website is georgebenson.com. He recorded this version of The Greatest Love of All for the Muhammad Ali movie, The Greatest. And then it was later released by Whitney Houston.
Tonight, you would be the one. Oh, I'd want to hold forevermore. Oh, girl, if I lost it all tonight, I would reach for you. Cause you're my sweetest.
I didn't get the right introduction. This is the new song. The one from the FL we're going to play. I'm sorry, go ahead, George.
That's good because people got a chance to hear. There is a great similarity there that I just realized when you played it.
Right, when I first heard it, I thought, I thought at the beginning, I was, Richie, play the beginning. I don't think you played the beginning of The Greatest Love of All before, did you? Did you play that?
No, I didn't, no.
Do you have that there?
It was the one.
Or do we not?
I have it around somewhere.
All right.
Yeah, I can tell you this.
Tonight, you would be the one.
Your voice, when you sing, George, sounds younger than your speaking voice. Do people tell you that?
Well, you know, my voice is a combination of a lot of experiences I've had. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I was with, you know, I sang by myself for a while.
Yeah.
And then the singing group thing, you know, the doo-wop groups came along.
Yeah.
Some of the songs you had to sing very high, you know.
What doo-wop groups?
Lyman period, you know.
Yeah, what doo-wop groups were you a part of, and have you got some of that music in your head?
Well, I had one of the best groups in Pittsburgh. They were called the Altairs.
Yeah.
And for years we sang together, you know, from the time I was about 15 to about 18 years old.
Oh, come on. I want to hear one of your hits.
We didn't have any hits back then.
Oh, you didn't?
We were local around
Pittsburgh. Listen,
that
the white guy.
That was a great one, wasn't it?
It was. Frankie Lyman, what a shame. I guess that's part of the sort of subtext behind the scenes. When you were a kid, we all know what drugs and alcohol, what role it plays these days. You remember hearing Louis Armstrong said he smoked a joint every day of his life, and that's how he got into the mood to do things. But as a kid growing up in Pittsburgh and being a part of the music scene there, how much of a problem were drugs? Frankie Lyman died when he was, what, 18, 19 of a drug overdose. Was it something that you had to cope with?
You know, I never got into drugs. I got into trouble when I was a kid, though. And I did a very short stint at a reform school.
Oh, really?
Weeks.
What happened?
Yeah, but it taught me a great lesson.
What did you do?
I knew that jail or being locked up was not going to be my part of my life. So I went the straight and narrow. I got into the singing thing and tightened up my art. And I learned to play the guitar better. And
mm-hmm.
And so by the time someone came and asked me to go on the road, I was almost ready.
Mm-hmm.
I just needed the experience of going out around the world and seeing what the world was like. A couple of years of doing that, or 3 years later, they started thinking about me as one of the top 10 players in the jazz world. You know?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've been recognized by the National Endowment for the Arts as a jazz master. Who else is in that? Who's in that group with you?
Oh, the guys, you mean before me? Great folks: John Coltrane, Charlie Parker, probably Wes Montgomery, Miles Davis. You know, a lot of incredible people and names you might not know, but they're very common in the jazz world. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've had the pleasure of playing with a lot of these people, and they watched Georgie, when I was young, developed into a guitar player. When I first went to New York, I was a singer who happened to play guitar.
Right.
But they saw the potential and they encouraged me. So years later, lo and behold, here I am, considered a jazz master among the greats. Wow.
You know, go ahead, Richie.
Well, I mean, do you look out there today and see anybody that you just go, wow, that's some really neat stuff that's coming up and new?
All the time from all over the world. So I get a chance to see people who, you know, that the world right now doesn't know exist, and probably in some cases they never will. You know, that's the incredible thing about what I do. I'm in nooks and crannies all over the world, you know, and I'm in jam sessions where some youngster will come up on the bandstand and blow everybody away.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, that kind of thing happens every day, but that's what keeps music so interesting.
It keeps it fresh,
and gives us a future generation for good music.
All right, Turn Your Love Around. I don't think you've played a bit of that, Richie.
I gotta hear
remember
that.
This. This is a big hit in the early 80s.
Wow.
Crank it up.
Show you how. Turn your love around.
Good song. So, George, I'm guessing, not knowing, you and I have never spoken before, but I'm wondering, as I listen to your voice and as I hear your attitude, what you do to give back, because I'm thinking you're one of these guys that is either in the neighborhood or somehow or other is trying to fix things for people who may have had the same start that you did, and you're trying to bring with the, instead of turn your love around, they're trying to, under your auspices, turn their lives around. I don't know it for a fact, but I'm just sensing it. Am I right or not?
It's a good question. And, of course, anybody who's had the kind of success I've had will always want to see others, you know, enjoy that, too. Because the thing I wish I could pass on was that everyone would have the kind of experience, the things that happened to me that I never imagined would happen to me. You know, record of the year with This Masquerade way back in the 70s. And the one you just played is probably my biggest single, believe it or not.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize
that. I had the good fortune of having the number one record in the United States, and from the same album, a different song called Never Give Up was number one in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've seen a lot of things in the music world, and I wish a lot of people could experience that, too. And people do call me or get in touch with me through email from all over planet Earth, you know, asking me questions about this, that, and the other, you know. What do I think about when I play? Who am I? Heroes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How did I get to where I am, you know?
Yeah, those are all great questions. You know, I wish I'd have thought of them, Richie. I doubt that we're out of time. Those are good questions. GeorgeBenson.com. Is that where this song, The One For Me, is downloadable? Or where is the, is this commercially available? How do we find The One For Me?
I'm not sure. There are several sources. Blue Water Records is one way, because BlueWater.com would probably be the easiest way to get the record.
BlueWater.com.
And then I'm sure it's on Amazon.
Must be, I was going to say. It would have to be on Amazon.
Absolutely.
BlueWater.com for the new music from George Benson. Check out his website, GeorgeBenson.com. George, a pleasure to have you here. And I hope that you have a great New Year. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Whatever fits best. Take good care.
Well, I appreciate it very much, gentlemen. It's a little early for me, but I'll tell you, I enjoyed the conversation.
Yep.
I hope to talk to you again
sometime. A little early for us, too, George.
Nah, it's good for you. It's a wake up, rise, and shine call, George.
Thank you.
Take good care. George Benson, my good day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
This is you.
Imagination
all
time.
You.
Yeah. It's all me. All
you.
Me. All the time. All right, so a couple of things from today's show at DougStephan.com. Beside the fabulous deals from the Queen of Cheap today, the story of Colts players who shaved their heads in support of the coach's battle with leukemia.
Yeah.
Earlier on in the season. Now the team's cheerleaders
yep.
are in... to the act, shaving their head during yesterday's game. So, Pagano, is that how you pronounce the name?
Pagano, yeah.
Right. They raised $10,000 for cancer research. He's in remission, but still undergoing chemotherapy. He was at the game, got a standing ovation from the crowd because, I want to know whether he got a standing ovation because he's having another round of chemo or because he's a coach. Why would you give him a round of ovation because he's the coach?
It's a support. Yeah. They're supporting.
So why can't we just bring everybody into the stands?
Through.
Okay, good. Let's bring everybody into the stands that's going through chemo and has lost their hair and give them the same support. That make sense?
I'm sure they would do that.
That fair?
Sure.
Yeah. That would be my observation. But I just think that there's too much emphasis. You know me. I think there's way too much emphasis on football. I just didn't bugs me. What? So what?
So you're against when...
Now, is Richie going to
well,
interpret
you
what
are, you're basically saying they should boo a guy who has cancer instead of give him support.
Oh, will you stop it? I never said boo him. I just said, why does he get special treatment? See, this is how,
this is how things in the
news media get twisted and turned around. This is how things... I wouldn't want to be Janet. If you take the same approach with her, when you have...
She doesn't have the same crazy stances on issues as you do.
What's crazy
Here's
about my stance?
Here's a guy going through a life and death situation,
Fine.
And the people
Give
want to
him a round
support,
of applause, but fill up the stadium with other people who are going through the same thing.
Oh,
he's not special just because he's a football coach. There are a lot of people that are going through cancer.
But no, this is
and
his
lost
world,
their hair.
And in that world, they are acknowledging the struggle.
There's nobody in his world that watches those games that's not going through cancer? Come on.
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
Okay, so why not then make a special attempt to bring those people in? My point is they don't deserve the kind of special. These people are lauded and praised because they're football coaches or football players, for
God's
sake.
Let's
God's
try and take the positive outlook here, okay?
Yeah, okay. What is it?
Because of the notoriety that he has.
Yeah.
The players are shaving their heads in a stance for him behind him.
Yeah.
The cheerleaders
fine.
Are. They're all bringing attention to
right.
A cause that maybe can get some help mm-hmm. by more people knowing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I just think the fact that we so glorify football players and coaches and everything associated with the game. And what really comes?
No, I'm with you there.
Not
I'm
great.
With you there. But you know, when one of them is going through something like this, and the community
Fine,
wants to support him,
then let's support him. But support all the others who are going through the same fight at the same time.
In a way, you are Dudley. By supporting him, you are supporting all the others,
really?
And acknowledging the struggle
okay.
that he's going through.
Right. Hooray for me! The folks at Cadbury Chocolates.
Oh yeah, the bunny.
No, well, yeah, they are the bunnies, but this may be the best news ever, Roberta.
Oh?
Now, one of the things
you're
buying careful
Twinkies?
Of, when you're, no,
well.
When you're with Roberta, you got to make sure you don't get in the way of her and any chocolate that's around.
Oh, gosh, no. Yes.
Do not Black ever get in the way of Roberta when there's chocolate
oh,
around.
Oh, yes. Chocolate!
So, the folks at Cadbury's, they are food scientists. They're working on dairy milk bars that will remain solid even when they're left out in the heat. Method for improving...
What chemical are they throwing into the...
That doesn't sound good to me.
Right, yeah. They're using a different kind of vegetable oils. They're using a different kind of cocoa butter. But you know as well as I do, they are filling these things up with whatever it is that makes this a saleable commodity. But hello, is this going to be... Is chocolate good for you? Back to that same business. Some chocolate is very good for you. Some is okay. Some of it is just sugar. And the milk chocolate, the stuff that tastes the best, the stuff that your Uncle Dougie eats, is probably the worst for you. But anyway, they say they're going to make the bar less fattening and more filling. It sounds like a beer commercial.
Uh-huh.
Right? What are they?
To make something less fattening, you have to take out the sugar.
Yeah.
The natural stuff.
So what do you put in it?
And put in what?
Fructose, corn, fructose
Aspartame.
Or something like that? Yeah. No, hello. Not sure it's good. But it's interesting. Cadbury's is probably the largest manufacturer of chocolate products in the world. So if they're onto it, you can be sure Nestle's going to get on it and Kraft and all the other people that have subsidiaries that deal in chocolate. Right? Good for your health. It'll put hair on your chest and probably if you've gone through chemo, it'll put hair back on your head. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com.
sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.